This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We had a community meeting to discuss the temporary usage of Bray Miller. As you have already heard, the administration proposed using a portion of that space for B District while some work is done on the infrastructure of their current police station. My proposal was to make it a dual space and see if we can use it for food. And so the administration started to look into that, but I needed to also hear from the people, especially given the climate that we're in right now and concerns regarding ICE and et cetera. I wanted to make sure we got some ideas on the record, hear what constituents who live right next door in and around the area feel about using this as a temporary space. It's really important to me that constituents understood that this is temporary. This space is not owned by the City of Buffalo. It is still owned by Stuart Green. And the LLC that actually runs and owns Bray Miller, and it will require permission from the current lien holder, the bank, for us to even do anything in it. But if it was going to be used for public use, then let's make it the best use we can. There were some concerns about sharing the space with police, and now I need to go back and figure out if it can be, if this doesn't work for police, what options we have available, if any.
Were you surprised that most of the residents were animate against having the police in that particular location?
Not surprised. I can understand certain concerns, especially in the climate that we're in right now.
It seemed to be there's a few people who were under the assumption that this is going to be a permanent station for the police.
Yeah.
I don't know if you caught on to that too, but would you want to clarify that that's not the case?
Yes, it's 100% temporary. It never was permanent, which is why I communicated it from the beginning and then again at the end and throughout. It's a 6 to 12 month lease agreement that was shared with the council. It's currently tabled. Nothing has been confirmed regardless of what statements have been put out there. We have not agreed to anything just yet. And as I've said, this isn't a dictatorship. You want to make sure people are comfortable knowing what's happening in their neighborhoods and communities. And if I ask the community to get support from their neighbors about doing a short-term rental, an Airbnb, or even a food store, why wouldn't I do that for a usage of this type?
What do you say the main takeaway would be from today that you learned?
I think the main takeaway is to find out what other uses are possible with that space if we don't use it as a police station. I already knew before we came in, I did talk to the police. They did determine another location that could be possible for them. So this doesn't limit their ability to do work elsewhere. But can it still be used for food is probably the biggest question I have right now. And I don't know the answer to that. I don't know yet.
When do they have to move out or get into a new facility or temporary facility?
Well,
out of B District.
From what I understand, it's necessary to happen now anyway. Like, this is something that they currently need to have happen as soon as humanly possible. They wouldn't have had this as an option had Bureau required that Bray Miller honor its original agreement to stay open for 2 years, which would mean December of 25 would have been in the end of those 2 years. And so this wouldn't even be an option for us to discuss today. if that agreement was honored.
Were you surprised that the possibility that the city shelter could possibly be used as a potential site?
In what city? Do you mean the animal shelter?
Yeah, the animal
shelter. That was somebody recommended that. That wasn't even an option. It's not available.
But don't the city own it?
We own it, but it's not available. You would have to move animals out of it, and we have nowhere to put the new animals. We don't have a new space for them yet. So that's a moot conversation at this point, because it's not a reality for today. It is something that later on you can think about. But right now, there's no lease agreement currently for the animals to move over. I don't even think they're looking at that just yet until the end of the year. It is something that they're discussing, but it has not been determined that it's moving. That's also in the Ellicott District right now. Is it a space that could be used later on? Yeah, but today, no, it's not open.
Councilmember Nowakowski said there's a space on Niagara Street.
Councilmember Nowakowski, he is correct. There is a potential space, but there is no lease agreement yet for the animal shelter to move over there. And because there is no lease agreement for the animal shelter to move, there is no viable solution for the police to move to a space to share it with animals right now.
I was hoping that it could happen at the same time. The police move and could encourage the animal shelter to move out, because that's also an urgent need.
I don't disagree that it's an urgent need, but it's not germane to the subject we have right now, as it's not available at this moment. Our discussion today is regarding Bray Miller and what's available right now. It is fully open, and whether or not that works for the constituents. But I understand where you are, and I respect your concerns, and the thought process sounds pretty good. If they can make it work, I'm for it.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, non-stop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.